news station, WCNO, Palm City.
Ever. I was, as God I was walking my fingers up this wall, I you know, the battle of the mind, my mind was like, what is this doing? I'm lifting one finger one step higher than the next today, and I'm barely making any progress. The entire time, it was just a point, it felt pointless, but little by little, this gradual rise that I would get just that little bit higher, and then the next thing you know,
inch by inch.
Right, and I look at the line, okay. Last week I was 6 inches less. Now I'm 6 inches higher. You know that I started to believe, and I started to get hope and faith. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So and it's no different from
People that have hope
walking with God.
And faith, they live.
Right. Yes, definitely. So you know, the moral of this story isn't about, oh, look at me, what happened to me? I got hit by two cars, I died and came back. I'm trying to get you guys to realize that Christ is real. Christ is so real. Heaven is real. Everything with the Spirit that you read about, and if you don't know, if you never read the Bible and God's Word, you need to read God's Word to be able to understand what it is to define between heaven and earth. And, you know, the God says, you know, bring it down. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And to be able to understand between the two, you really have to read God's word. So I'm just, this story is not about me. It's to encourage you to read God's word, learn about God, learn about yourself, learn about the construction of your being, not only your physical being, your spiritual being, your inner man. And it'll teach you to have purpose, and it'll teach you to have direction. You know, that if I am going to live here, that's how I want to live. I want to live. I don't want to live in constant pain and confusion and misdirection. Mm-hmm. That's no way to live. Mm-hmm. No way to live at all. So God is real.
Well, when did you know it was Jesus that you saw? When did you, how did you, it was an evolution, a slow evolution.
It was, definitely. I was.
Did somebody come and visit you who was a believer in Jesus? Did somebody invite you to church after that? Was there anybody that ministered to you? A nurse that gave you a Bible? What happened?
Okay. So, originally, before I got hit by the cars, I was going to be a fireman. That was out the window. That entire...
Because with these wounds now...
Those wounds now, that disabled all of that. So my entire direction, like, I was mad at the world for the first several years.
But here you had a servant's heart. You wanted to serve others by being a fireman.
Right. So I started... I had a good friend of mine, Nilo, and his wife, Reshma. Reshma's father, John Mulaney, he taught me everything I knew about boats, and it stuck. So I started, little by little, I started, you know, working on boats with different companies, and I worked my way up the ladder and stuff like that. And, I recently started to, you know, open my own company, and I'm giving it a shot. I'm stepping out in faith.
Yeah.
And, doing that as
now you write music. It's called Yacht Man.
Yes.
Is it available on,
yeah, it's available on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. YouTube, it's under my name, Clark Watkins. You just type in my name. And even with that.
What about Spotify?
I haven't done Spotify yet.
You need to do that.
I definitely will. You know, I
got to say, I'm an old guy.
Yeah.
And you're only in your 30s.
Yeah.
But I heard your stuff, and it was like, now I can't understand all that quick what's called rap music, right?
Yeah.
But I understood enough I could hear the words about Jesus and the Lord.
Yeah.
And the sound quality you've done and your voice, and it's just, I'm really impressed. I hope in the future that we're going to be able to play some of those songs on this station.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Got to ask the boss.
Definitely. That is Gage. 100%. That's my ministry. That's my purpose, is to reach out to the youth.
By the way, in case somebody's listening to this right now, they want to listen to your music. You are Clark Watkins, Watkins, just like the famous the famous
on YouTube and Instagram. Yeah. It's Yachtman, just Yachtman. Yachtman. That's correct. And Instagram and TikTok. Yep.
Cool.
So, that's gauged for the youth. These young guys growing up, they have all this toxic music. and they say the times that
it's
we're living in.
It's misogynistic. It puts down women.
That's
it puts
right.
down cops. It's filled with anger and swear words.
These kids are they're not even sure with their own gender and what they're
ball of confusion.
It's a big ball of confusion. So basically what I do is I read God's word and I fashion the words of the Bible into a rhythm and a rhyme and put it on a beat of this time.
Yeah.
And it gets so it's something these kids can listen to and have but have that same upbeat vibe that you understand what I mean? So that, you know, because
have you had any young people who said this is really good stuff, they like it?
Yeah, I've had a lot of that.
You're 38?
Yes, I'm
38. Is 38 old in today's world or not necessarily?
Yeah, you know, at first I felt the same thing. I was like, is 38 kind of old? I feel like this is something I would be doing in my 20s. But, you know, when I look at the, you know, people that have done music, it really doesn't matter.
Well, 38 might be the new 28.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of, it really is, yeah.
You know, like, you know, the 70 is now the new 60 or
right.
60 or 55 or whatever.
Right.
Well, we are all living longer and, you know, so.
Yeah.
So you're doing this rap music for
really
cool.
That's a part of my purpose.
Okay,
that's a
now
part
we're
of
gonna
my...
go, we got to continue with your story because it's a great testimony. So, the guy, just in case you've just tuned in to hear this, he's agnostic, never was brought up with God, knows nothing about God. He's hit by two cars, goes to a place where he sees this beautiful crowd of loving people, and sees this man who later would revealed as Jesus, right?
That's right.
And looking at him with love, but then he's thrust back into it, and Jesus says, what did he say to you?
He said he had a plan for me.
A plan for you, and
he said, "I know you can do it."
I know you can do it. And next thing you know, so you now you're convalescing in a hospital. You have two collapsed lungs. You have a trachea tube going in there. I mean, you nearly died, hit by two cars. It's a miracle that you did not die. Correct?
Yeah, it's a miracle.
So here,
for me to be able to be as mobile as I am now,
it's crazy.
You know, it's
crazy.
I mean,
wonderful. He actually has a in his forehead, he got hit by a Dodge Ram.
Yeah.
And they ought to hire you to be in their TV commercial.
I know.
Well, you know what's great, though? I mean, and I'm not mocking or anything, but I'm saying, you know, God does have a sense of humor, and he loved his first friend, Abraham.
Yeah.
You know, that he said, God said, you know, take your son to the mountainside, and there,
Abraham,
you know,
the man of faith.
Your son must die.
Yes.
But God loved, provided a ram for his friend, Abraham. And now you got the marking
never
of a ram in your forehead.
Never thought of it in that way, in that fashion.
They could do a commercial, they could darken that in.
Yeah. Oh, you can see it's definitely there.
Man, they're built strong.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, so you're convalescing. You have these beautiful nurses and doctors that have all worked on you. Most importantly, now it's the therapist. Inch by inch, you're actually taking your fingers, crawling up the wall every other day, maybe making another inch. Wow, of being able to raise your arm. You had to learn how to walk again and move your arm again. And what else happens?
That is where my journey with God started. That is where I started running in and wrestling with God a little bit because I was angry.
You were angry at him.
I was just angry altogether. Like, I didn't know God at first, so I didn't know him to be angry at him. I was just angry at life.
I think that anger is a part of healing because I remember when I get irritable after having a flu or something, my father would say, that's a good sign because you're coming back. Did anybody tell you that when you were angry?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. But anyway, so you're angry.
Yes.
And what happens that you finally, when do you know that this is Jesus and that he intervened and has a purpose for you? And
at that point, I started sabotaging my entire life, just tearing everything apart. I started getting rebellious.
In what way?
I just didn't want to be around people. I started, just not going to work. Little by little, I started drinking. I started picking up marijuana and cocaine and dabbling here and there, and until finally I hit myself into a rut. Boom. I ended up getting arrested. While I was in there, I was still angry. I was still mad. I ended up getting in a fight while I was in there, and they threw me in solitary confinement.
What was that like?
Now, in that situation there, you would think, you know, where is God in this situation? Now, here I am. I go in solitary confinement in the deepest, darkest, most evil place you could be at, I feel, on the planet. And this is where I get introduced to God. This is where I have my God encounter.
Really? Do they have one dim light? Is there any kind of a window? What is solitary confinement like?
Confinement is like hell on earth because everybody's screaming. And you got rows of rooms and you got people banging on the door. Hey, scream. Hey, you know, it's if you want any description of hell.
They think it's going to do them any good to yell?
No, they're just yelling and guys rapping on the doors.
One metal toilet and
bing,
one metal
bing,
sink.
Bing. Yeah, it's just loud and just the echo. And there's nobody coming. There's no camera on you. There's no, you know, it's a wing. They shut it. They close the door. And all of a sudden, the door opens and I could see the light. The door opens on it and the light from the crack of the door gets bigger. And this guy's walking and I hear like this squeaking noise. He's lifting up the flaps to see. And I'll never forget, the guy's name's Python. And they call him Python. That's his
nickname.
Yeah, that was his nickname. So he opens the flap up. He says, "Hey man, you doing all right?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm all right." And he hands me this Bible. He opens the door and he puts his book through the door, and I take it and I look at it, and it's a Bible. And he closes the door. He walks off and he shuts the door. At that point, that did it. I was so pissed off. Like at that point, like I literally shouted.
Don't swear.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I shouted.
Yeah.
God, if you're real, you know, whatever, you know, if you're going to do, you need to do something, you know, and.
Good.
And all of a sudden, you know, no, there was no lightning strikes or miraculous balls of light that came in the room. It just felt like hot oil was being poured over my head and going down my face and down my shoulders.
Ask anybody. He's heard it 10 times. Noah, how many times have you heard me that I was in and went to the prison to visit the prisoners and hot oil came down from heaven, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my story.
It felt
an
like
anointing of God.
Hot oil just,
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for a new day with Rhett Palmer.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon. Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting It's a New Day.